Welcome to Intrepid Heroes, an actual play podcast of the Starfinder 2nd Edition playtest adventure, A Cosmic Birthday. I'm Jason, and I'll be your GM.
I'm Scott, and I'm playing Zosra Shizori, a Patra Skirmisher operative who's looking for a new cause.
I'm Stephanie, and I'm playing Starchild, a Soki envoy full of energy from the Drift.
I'm Tim, and I'm playing Krizek Vare, a Warblood Vest soldier with a knack for violence.
I'm Mark. I'm playing Iswar, a Kasathan Graviton Solarian.
I'm John, and I'm playing Dr. Vic Dume, an android witchwarper seeking a lost reality.
I'm Ron, and I'm playing Jode, a human mystic looking to make the galaxy a better place.
And now, on to the episode. Hello, and welcome back to the Intrepid Heroes playthrough of the Starfinder 2nd Edition playtest adventure, A Cosmic Birthday. Not two cosmic birthdays, not three cosmic birthdays, but just a cosmic birthday.
Just one.
Just one. But it's a big one. It's cosmic. So
you can minimize the cosmic birthday.
When last we left our intrepid heroes, they had been on a squawks hunt. That's not a euphemism. That's a real thing. And had basically found this mutated squawks. We were able to end her babies. Were able to sort of subdue her. Let's just say, for lack of a better word, there was some fighting happening. But you got her babies back safely.
Knocked her out. There's no problem.
Yeah, non-lethal.
It was non-lethal. Turns out, non-lethal. No one was hurt.
You can still take out a squawktopus like that.
Yes. And we're basically sort of like going back and forth, hunting this thing down, going to a construction site, back behind the convenience store, so forth and so on. And brought the squawks back to Zaza and her friends, and she was just delighted to see this creature, even though it was entirely mutated, because it was her pet, and all the little babies, which were given out throughout the neighborhood of Little Akaton. Right at the end there, though, someone approached you all and said that their friend was missing. And strange enough, that friend worked at that construction site that you were all at. So you did some more snooping around and discovered that someone had a key to a storage unit across the neighborhood. And as you got a little bit closer to this sort of storage unit building, you saw that the door, like one of the doors, was open, and there were a couple of people standing around in hooded cloaks. Maybe there was some plasma candles or something like that flickering, and the sodium arc lights above just sort of vaguely flickering because it is indeed nighttime. And that's where we left off. You can hear the kind of murmurs of them sort of talking up there ahead of you, but they're not, they haven't noticed you yet. And these storage units are, let's just call them, larger than what you might think they are. They're not just a sort of like big closet. They are, they're almost like
warehouses.
Entire containers. Not as big as a warehouse, but entire shipping container size.
Oh, that's pretty big.
Each one of these. And they're kind of, there's a lot of them, and they're also kind of stacked a little high, but this one's on the ground floor.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. Here we are.
What do you want to do? Yeah,
here we are.
Here you are. What do you want to do?
The Starchild have not seen us.
Too spooky. They haven't really seen you. It looks like they're not like all in. They're maybe coming in and out. There's a doorway, and there's like basically it's open enough that you can see some people in there. They're not just all standing out in the doorway. There's like one or two people standing in the doorway.
Okay, and how far away are they?
They're about 60 feet away, let's say. Okay. And you guys have benefiting from the cover of basically sort of like being this storage unit facility has a parking lot, but that parking lot is kind of itself fenced in because this is a inside of the Absalom Station, right? It's not just open to nothing, right? The whole facility, parking lot, and storage containers are all inside of a building, essentially, and you're kind of standing, but the inside of the building has streetlights. When you're sort of standing at the for lack of a better word, doorway to the building. It's kind of basically just like a big open garage door for vehicles to kind of drive in and out, right? And you're kind of standing in that about 60 feet away. So, you know, you have the benefit of a little bit of just, you know, being quiet and darkness.
Do we have a map for that?
Yeah, why don't I bring you to a map? Something like a map.
Storage Plaza.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And this is the door going into the indoor warehouse-y
right
thing?
Yeah, yeah, right here. You're here. In this sort of doorway, archway, right? And the door to the unit is like right about there. And there's a couple people there. I don't have them on the map because they're maybe this isn't a fight right away.
Well, there's a bunch of cultists in here, and I'm not quite sure. I'll look to Eswar. Eswar, what do you think?
Looks like trouble to me.
Perhaps. Maybe stealthing around to see if we can get a little more info on what they're doing would be beneficial.
I think so.
Now, see, on this map, you are not 60 feet away. I'll just tell you that. But like, let's just sort of, the parking lot has a bit more space in it than sort of pictured here on this map. So you can creep up a little more if you want, maybe hide behind a car, that kind of thing.
Yeah, but, I think getting a little closer.
All right, who's going to do that?
I can be one of them. I think I'm pretty stealthy.
Pretty stealthy. All right.
I'm decent, but you're probably better than me. I don't know.
Oh, I couldn't say I'm better than you.
At stealth.
All right, Zoster, give me a stealth check.
All right, and I believe that should be hidden.
Technically, yes.
Blind GM roll.
We have a blind GM.
Yep, that way he can't see it either.
I just make up stuff anyway, so it doesn't really matter what you roll.
We know. You make up for it.
I'm making it up.
Post.
You get up, you creep up a bit, and you're kind of, there's a vehicle there that you can kind of crouch behind, and you get a little bit closer, maybe like 20 feet closer. And you can maybe now sort of over here, there's people, they're chatting quite genially, one would say. The two people in the front and the sort of doorway to the storage unit are basically like talking. They seem to be talking about like a recent sort of like PTA meeting, right? They're going to try to get, you know, they're going to try to take them on a field trip out to the, you know, Jitembe Park. That's going to be great for them. That's going to be great for your kids. Then I was like, oh, well, let's head back on in. Maybe they were, one of them was maybe like smoking a little cigarette or something and putting it out, and the two of them head back in and close the door, basically. But they are wearing, hooded robes. You don't see any faces or anything like that. Mm-hmm. They are wearing hooded robes, and they head on in.
We need robes.
And we are doors freak me out so much.
I know, right?
I know. Mission accomplished.
I mean, it sounds like it's just school uniform that we're not familiar with.
Well, but we are looking for a missing person, right? We think
that's correct.
Foul play might have been. I don't know. I can't remember what we had determined before. How we necessarily found that this was the right place.
You found basically. I think there is a. You have a
key.
You think you have a key, if I remember correctly. Yes. To one of these units. To a unit here in this facility, right?
Oh, but not in this particular unit.
We don't
know. You're not sure. You don't know.
Okay.
And somebody's partner's missing. They were talking to strange coworker. Or no, partner, coworker.
Okay.
Talking to strange people. Yes.
Yeah.
They had a Someone's brochure.
We found a brochure partner, and a pamphlet that led us here.
Okay. Okay, good. Is the key marked as to which unit it is?
No.
Well, we have to run around and try each one.
Well, I would try this one first.
I'll take all night. Yeah, that's probably this one. But, okay, well, the door's closed now, right? So we could get up close to it and they wouldn't see us.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So wave them up. If you guys can see me, because I'm stealthed.
Okay. Right. Invisible hand waves.
Kind of give you a little synopsis of what it was. Just general chatter. There was nothing of substance to it, unless nothing PTA sinister. Meetings are now.
That's sinister. PTA meetings.
That very seems really unusual, actually.
Well, they were just talking about an event, like a.
Yeah, like cultists talking about a PTA meeting?
Well, they have regular lives. Just,
yeah.
They're not cultists 24/7, right?
Yeah, they were on break. They were on cultist break.
That's right.
That's why they were outside, and now they're back in.
Back in doing culty stuff. I don't know. Yeah, let's get up closer, see if we can find out anything.
All right. I'll try to get close enough to even maybe if you can put your ear against the door.
You can get up to the door and you can kind of listen at it. It's a kind of a pretty soundproof object, basically, right?
Yeah.
So you don't really hear maybe some faint muffled noises of people talking.
Mm-hmm. It's not like a rave or anything going on in there then.
You don't think it's a rave. You don't hear a thumping bass in any way whatsoever.
That's probably just in my head then. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
shall we try the key?
Maybe. I mean, yeah, if it doesn't work, then like this is the wrong one, we just go on somewhere else. But yeah, let's might as well try it, I guess.
What's our plan? We found this key and we're checking to see which one it goes to.
That's or this cute is our unit we have a plan.
We won this key in a contest. Are we trying to full on join the cult, right? Hey, we found this brochure. We want to know what you guys are about.
That's decent. Yeah, we could do that.
Yep, we do
and what you keep in your lockers.
Right.
Right. There's, you get up to the door and get a good look at it and, you know, about to use. And it is more of a key card key than a key, right? Like a hotel key would be now, right? But the door is actually kind of slightly propped open. There's like a brick kind of keeping it open.
Oh.
Just barely.
I waved the key card at the brick.
Nothing happens.
You want to go in?
We see inside. There's, I'm assuming, light coming out from it.
There's light coming in there. It kind of looks like maybe kind of like flickering candlelight inside.
We're all standing outside there. Should we go
should
in?
Should we just go in?
And Krizek just grabs the door and pulls it open.
There we go.
I'll do another noise.
Count on Krizek.
So, Krizek, you throw the door open. Inside are about six people, six or seven people in these hooded cloaks. There are, in fact, also a on the sort of on the near the back wall in a semicircle on the floor is a chalk drawing of probably a planet because it has six sort of rings on it as well. And a bunch of real occult looking symbols just sort of dotted around this particular planet. As you open the door, there's a someone turns. She takes her hood down. She is a Lashunta woman with big librarian's glasses, basically. This is what she looks like. She says, "Oh, welcome. Are you here for the meeting as well?"
Have we started already?
I look back and see who's holding the pamphlet. I'll just grab the pamphlet.
Yes, we're here for the meeting.
And then wave.
Oh, do come in. Do come in. My name is Arta. I'm the leader of this little group. We're here to discuss all of the strange things that have been going on lately. And from what you've gotten my pamphlet here, so you know if you've had the dreams as well.
Yes, yes. I'm wondering what step we're on.
What step you're on? Is that what you're asking?
Yes.
Well, you're here. You're taking the first step into a wider world. Please come in. Okay, Sage Spark, will you get them some cinnamon tea? And Yusoki-sized figure in a hood. Actually, a snout kind of poking out. Goes over to like this sort of sideboard and is pouring some cups of these are like, you know, little plastic cups of hot cinnamon tea, and it begins handing them out to you. There are a few other people, a couple humans, a couple other Lashuntas. The two that we're discussing is two humans who were discussing the PTA meeting earlier, kind of standing in the corner and all just kind of like nodding at you as you come in. It's kind of very, it's very friendly in here though. It feels very welcoming. And they kind of maybe there's no chairs exactly, but they're sort of, they were standing around, but they definitely make room for you to come stand. They don't seem to have extra robes for you at the moment, but they're that doesn't bother them.
We showed up unannounced.
Have we gotten have I gotten cultists all wrong up till now? They seem like friendly people.
This Yusoki, who's
get
name
attached.
Is, Sage Spark hands you some mugs of tea, and he begins to goes back to the group, and you know the woman who introduced herself as Arta just sort of as you know it's just sort of again letting you come in at your own pace, and Sage Spark says, as I was saying, the dream, I had it again last night. I was an embryo trapped inside an egg, and I was struggling to break free. Only the egg was a planet, and these creatures were touching me and trying to release me from my prison isn't the right word, from my egg. And many of the people are kind of nodding. Yes, yes. Oh, yes, I had the same dream. Says one of the others.
My dream had more something to do with probes.
You know what I've heard? I'll kind of tentatively volunteer. I've heard, and I'll look around from side to side. Mm-hmm. It is awake.
Oh, is that what you've heard? I've heard that phrase before too. Says Arta, adjusting her glasses. Mm-hmm. It is fascinating, isn't it? Well, we're all trying to figure out what it means, especially with the lockdown in the neighborhood keeping us all in one place. This burly-looking Lashunta man in a kind of a puffy jacket he's got, they all have robes on. I keep forgetting they all have robes on. Clear that, you know, the robes got enough of a collar that you can see
that we can see his
jacket.
Puffy vest.
You see his puffy vest underneath. He says, I think we should be trying that ritual I was telling you about. I don't know, Vefi, says Arta. That seems a little dangerous. A couple other, another human who looks like a, kind of almost like a professorial vibe. He's like, he's kind of just nodding as Veffy's talking about this ritual.
What ritual? What is this about?
Oh, it's a ritual of power. Now that we have newcomers here, that we should have the numbers to be able to do it for once and for all.
But what does it do?
Well, it'll answer our questions.
And what would Meldo think about this?
Meldo? He's not here. I don't know what he would think about it. We're just... you know Meldo?
Of course I do.
Oh.
You're Feffy, right?
Yeah, that's me.
Meldo's been concerned about you.
I don't know why he would be. He's fine. I guess, right? I don't know. I haven't seen him in a couple of days.
Yeah, well, that's why, I guess. He just, you know, we happened to bump into him. That's...
Yep. You've been talking? You talked to him? When was that?
I can't remember. It was during all this madness. I mean, can anybody remember anything with all this stuff going on?
Yeah. Must have been. Well, I mean, I saw him then.
I think we have to sense for motive.
That's not a bad idea.
Feel free to make, you know, give me a perception check to sense some motive.
Okay.
Let's see how perceptive I can be.
There's a thing on the HUD that's sense motive. It's a blind roll.
Yeah, it automatically does it.
Yep.
That's fun.
Where's that?
It's on the BAM!
Yes, you have the basic action macro. You can use that.
Yeah.
And then find sense motive on that list and give it a click.
My best Emerald Lagasse.
So are all of you in here, by the way? Container.
Yeah.
Yes. Sorry.
Okay, I just wanted to sort of, if something were to happen, I just want to make sure that we know where
you
are.
Come on, people, snap to grid.
I will not be gridded.
All right. How do I get the BAM up?
If you don't have it in your bar, if you don't have it already.
There it is. I see it. Okay. Okay. And should be a sense mode. Yeah, there it is. Okay.
All right. Dr. Dume.
Yes.
You're getting a feeling something isn't quite right here. Veffy's acting strangely. Like, you don't know him. So you don't really know if this is normal for him. But he's kind of like a little, he's twitchy, right? And it gives you this sort of feeling like something is weird about him.
Yeah, even the what he's pushing for doing this thing.
Yes. I'll tell Zostra my concerns there.
Whisper. Who's good with the cultism?
I know.
Who's our occultist?
I'm not an occultist, but
no one's an occult caster.
No.
No one? Okay. Okay. Someone should do an occultism check. I will do an untrained one because he's got a bunch of drawings and talking about.
Oh, the stuff.
Apparently, the ritual is going to be with whatever he's drawing. So.
All right. Yeah. So again, Doctor, you're kind of looking around. You don't think that whatever's on the ground here is. I mean, it's a picture of what was. Spoiler. It's a picture of Auchtern on the floor here. This with the planet with the rings.
The planet,
right?
Auchtern?
The planet Auchtern. Symbols though are just kind of just sort of random nonsense. They don't have any. They're just sort of plucked from probably from some occult books someone has found off the infosphere. Just kind of like things for good luck and good health and whatnot. Right? They're not like. They're not the reason why this guy is twitchy. You're pretty sure. And this would have no, this was no ritual, no kind of ritual space that you're currently in.
So the ritual he's talking about now is not the one that they were working on.
They're not doing it. They're not necessarily doing a ritual. They were just talking.
It's more ambiance.
All right. Okay. Is there anything unusual about him if I look at him a little more closely?
You'd have to get a little, because if his hood is up a little bit more, you'd have to get like right up in him, right up in his face, kind of giving a good look at his like eyes, or his eyes dilated, or is he sweating, or what, something a little more. Right now, you're just going off his sort of hand movements and the way his clipped way of speaking almost.
Okay.
Seems suspect here.
As the kids say, sus.
Very sus.
They do say
indeed.
That.
Not being a kid, I didn't feel I could say that.
You can. You're a child at heart.
Kind of like how tricks are for kids, you know?
So
I don't think we're going to do any tricks here. I think what we're going to do is just try to figure out. There's some...
I thought you were going to say violence, and I was going to approve, but
it's a group of people trying to get a handle on what's going on, just like we are.
Right. It'll probably come to violence, but
there's one of them that seems a little, that they have other motives possibly.
But it's suspicious in that they want to accelerate the ritual.
Well, he does.
But he's the suspicious one.
Yeah.
So which one's twitchy? Which one's the...
This guy in the back here is twitchy.
Yeah.
This is the lady. This is the... Oh, he's gone. The Yusoki's there. There's a couple more people just sort of standing in the corner here that aren't as important. And then there's this professor guy.
That's the professor.
Not even important enough to have a token.
These three.
And this is the guy we were looking for?
Yeah.
No. None of these people are who you're looking for, as far as you know.
Okay.
Right.
Zosher brought up the name, and none of them said, well, that's me. So you're pretty sure none of them are Meldo.
Okay.
So where's the circle at that they're fooling with?
It's kind of like right. They're kind of standing around it.
Okay. Right?
I'm going to go take a closer look at the circle.
I'm confused.
Right. Yeah? Okay.
Okay, so my notes say Veffy's partner was missing.
No. Veffy and Meldo work together. Meldo's partner is the one who came and said, my partner is missing. He's been missing a couple days.
Meldo's the one that we're looking
for. Meldo is the one who is missing, yeah.
Yeah.
The name of the person who came to talk to you is, 1 second, Imani.
Okay, that's what I'm missing. Thank you.
Yes.
All right. So as I'm closer to this thing, looking at it, I will also look at the buff Lashunta guy a little more closely.
Sure.
Get a close look at his puffy jacket.
Give a look at his puffy. He's wearing a puffy jacket and a kind of a construction vest color for sure. He's just kind of blinking at you a little oddly, and that you can. He looks flushed a little bit. Maybe he's on drugs. Maybe he's just really nervous. It's difficult. It's medicine. He's having some sort of reaction, for lack of a better word. A heightened bodily reaction. You're pretty sure, though, it's not drugs as you give a look at him with that 20.
Yeah. I'll ask him, sir, are you feeling okay? You look a little flush.
I'm fine. Don't worry about me. I'm fine.
I don't know. I think we should have our medical personnel take a look at you. I'm a little concerned.
No. I think we should, these people come in here. We don't even know their names. They're really interrupting the tranquil conversation that we've been having, discussing our dreams and whatnot.
Well, Jode. Jode is my name.
All right. All right. Fine. We know your name. All right. We know your name.
That's a polite introduction.
The professorial guy puts a hand on your shoulder, Dr. May. And he says, please, we must not rile up Veffy too much. I am Professor Metema. That is my name. As he introduces himself to you, I need you to make a will save.
Okay, I'll try.
He does kind of like take his hood down a little bit. He's got sort of short, dark cropped hair. He's got very pale skin. And he is staring deeply into your eyes as he introduces himself.
All right. I actually can't find my saves. Actions? No.
Attributes down at the bottom.
If you're going on the HUD.
Attributes, okay.
Yeah, down at the bottom.
All right, I'm going to move my BAM from that. Okay, I see that.
Decent.
Okay. This guy's... You can feel him trying to do something to you. Your mind it rebels from it and it rejects it. But his eyes get very almost, there's a little tiny glint of light in them, and you're like kind of begin staring them, being a little bit mesmerized by him. But then you fight it off essentially. And he is kind of now arching his one eyebrow at you. as he knows that you did not, he knows that what he was trying to do has failed. Waiting for you to make a move.
I will examine him a little more closely. As I send a hand signal to my compatriots that, this is a tricky
one. Let me show you what he looks like, and this may determine what you do next. Now he's taken his hood down. He's got his ears are a little pointed. He otherwise looks like human.
Yeah. He's got a very
smooth operator.
Is this the professorial guy?
Yeah, this is the professorial guy.
Okay. He's a very hip professor.
Yeah, he's pretty hip.
He's well manicured, and the nail in his nails.
Yeah, those.
Who does your nails? There?
And indeed, you are noticing he was doing a little bit of a gesture with his hand, just as he was staring into Dr. Dumais's eyes.
Wait, can I try to figure out what he was doing with an occultism check?
Yeah, you can give me an occultism check.
All right. Sorry, I got all these windows here. All right.
There you go.
22. You're fairly certain he was trying to dominate your mind.
Oh.
That's not very friendly.
Control it.
This is very intriguing. Yes. I'll call my friend Krychek over and say, this one over here is very interesting. I'll kind of point out that my concerns for the Lashunta and this individual here as well. But nobody else seems to be freaked out by this.
No, right now, then suddenly Veffy goes, enough of this, and goes to tackle you. Dr. Jumay.
Wait, what?
Ew.
And violence.
Weirdly aggressive.
Yeah.
He is aggressive. I'm just going to roll this and we'll deal with it. Terrible. He's he just kind of bumps into you more or less. And there's begins to, Arta says, oh my, what's happening? All the other four in the corner just kind of like back away. Chaos begins to sort of break out, essentially, right?
I don't think the punch is sitting well with him.
Chaos.
The T.
So who tried to hit me? The
professor? Veffy, the Lashunta. Lashunta, who you're standing, you weren't, you just kind of, it was all twitchy and whatnot.
Puffy vest guy.
Puffy vest guy.
Puffy vest guy.
More or less just chest bumps you, I guess, for lack of a
better. What did the professor try to do then?
At that moment, he's doing nothing. But
we are going to roll initiative. Were you trying to?
I was just rolling a D20.
Sounds like an initiative kind of a thing.
Sometimes a D20 is just a D20.
Let's all roll initiative, shall we?
Let's all roll initiative.
Why would we want to do that?
Yeah.
Not bad.
Tim with a classic Krychek initiative roll. Was that a nat 1?
I think it was a 3. It was a 3.
Oh, boy. 3? You only have...
I have a 6. Yes.
Yeah.
You have a 6 total, so you only have a plus 3 to your initiative?
Yeah. Okay. I only have a plus 3 to my... Guess what my next feat's going to be when I level up.
Okay.
Pretty tight cluster on the initiative rolls. 20, 19, 19, 18, 18.
Update participant. But, of course, Sulcer is going first. Oops. 25. Where did this come from? Hold on.
Oh, yeah. Sulcer, of course.
Yeah, I beg to differ.
Oh, no. Everyone's got Get 'em now. What the hell? Where did that all come from?
Leftover Get 'em.
No, yeah. I just accidentally
got him.
yes. All right. I'm channeling Raz. Let's begin. Zostra, what do you want to do?
All right. So I see this guy kind of get real aggressive.
Yes.
With my friend here.
And the professor's just like, what's going on?
What's going on? What's going on? Well, hold on here. no need to get super aggressive. You need to back off right now. And he's going to actually do his, it is a thing I can do. No, it's not hair trigger. What are you doing? The intimidating shot. I don't have to do this because I speak his language, but yeah. I'm going to use it to, okay, hang on. And he pulls his gun out.
And you shoot it into the air.
Shoots it in the air. Says, hang on, calm down.
Oh.
And that means I do a demoralize check.
Who are you demoralizing?
That would be, I think that would go against Veffy.
Veffy? Yeah, okay.
Or Puffy Jacket Guy for the rest of you. Guy.
Right.
Let's see. There's the roll. Okay.
PJG, Puffy Jacket Guy.
All right. I'm going to call that a critical success.
Which basically just means he's frightened. But
frightened two with a critical success.
Oh, yeah. And then I'm going to actually try to non-lethal him. So that's, an action to do that, which means I've only got...
It all depends on whether or not you had your gun out before we started.
Well, I don't think I would have for the party. I would not have come into here saying, hey, we're just here to join.
Yeah, guns out. Okay. So we're going to say that no one has their weapons.
I'm going to wave my gun around. Yeah.
Exactly. This is just the party gift.
All right. So you draw your gun, shoot it in the air, so you got one more action.
Yep, and then...
Unless you have... So you could just shoot him once.
Yeah, I'll just shoot at him once, great. Although I don't have, I don't have the ability, do I? That's a two action. I'm getting used to my things again. Trying to do the aim, but aim is an action.
Aim is also an action, yeah.
Unless I do, all right, so I'm just going to, no, because if I aim, yes, I am going to aim at him, and that's it. So okay, let me do the aim, because I'll just basically shoot it in the air and then aim it at him and say, seriously, you don't want to do this. And let me do the aim action.
Then we will get to find out if he does, in fact, want to do this.
All right.
Okay. And I'm going to apply the effect. And that should be my turn.
Okay. So it's Veffy is next because I actually happened to roll pretty good.
I know. I saw that. So it's like, I intimidated him. And at least it was two. So I'll have one.
He looks scared. And it is like he does not, you say, you don't want to do this. It does not look like he wants to do what he is about to do.
Wait, he doesn't look.
He doesn't look like he wants to do what he is about to, like the look on his face is like.
It's like regret.
I don't want to do this, but I have to.
And then he's doing it. It's a compulsion. Right? He's trying to grab Dr. Dume at this point.
Oh. Okay.
I'm just, again, going to roll d20 on this guy.
I'm just waiting for him to do a manipulate action.
Okay. Boy. Grapple.
18's pretty good roll.
Yeah.
18 is pretty good. All right. So, Doc, you're grappled. Me.
Right. My AC is 17, so.
You're grabbed.
Yeah.
It's not your AC, it's your reflex. But he grabs you. That's all he does.
Okay.
And he's just sort of trying to just sort of keep a hold of you. The professor's like, whoa, and kind of begins getting out of that corner.
Oh, he did a move.
He did.
He sure did.
Yes.
Do you? Oh, you do have natural weapons. And whatnot,
yeah,
right?
I do.
Okay. Well, do you want to do anything about it?
Yeah.
As he steps by, he's kind of stepping through past you and between you and Vic. Right?
Is it only attacks, or can I actually grab him as well?
You have to make a strike. It's a strike.
Okay. I will make a strike then. Oh, here. Hold on. I got to get back into my thing. I'm going to have to target him. You guys don't do this.
Yeah. Targeting him up.
I'm going to scold you all openly.
I think we're just entered the dance portion of this party.
Oh, I missed. I gotta roll better.
So
than
you
that.
Just kind of take a swipe at him, and he kind of just, whoa, hey, what the heck? What the heck, guy? And as he turns and does that, and he kind of back steps away, he is, and you're swiping at him, he's looking at you in the eyes, and I need you to make a will save there.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Careful.
He's all about eye contact, apparently.
Yeah.
He's trying to dominate cool you.
What? No. Quiet.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. big success there. There you go. 24.
Very angry now.
Okay, you're very angry. I've moved. I've done that, and now it is. I turn it over.
All right, now Dr. Dumas, you are.
Too many of you people here. You are grabbed.
All right. I'm going to cast a cantrip. I can do that.
Okay. You sure? Yeah. You only when you're restrained can you not basically take manipulate action.
I'm going to cast a cantrip on my target.
This is a manipulate. Is this a manipulate action? I was wrong.
It is.
Okay, so you need to roll a flat check, and okay, it's a DC 5 flat check. Otherwise, you'd lose the action.
All right.
So you just roll a d20.
Yeah. I don't know if that's built into this or not. In the Pathfinder one, it automatically does it.
Yeah. Okay, so you're fine. Who's your target of this cantrip?
The one that's holding me.
All righty. I'll have him roll a reflex save against Stumble. He's frightened too. It's probably not going to go well for him. It is a critical failure. Ooh. He falls down.
He falls prone.
You do some gravity on him and he goes... you have one more action. Now that technically does not release the grapple.
Then I will try to break the grab?
Sure, yeah. Yeah, you can make an acrobatics check or an athletics check or a sort of unarmed attack.
I'll try acrobatics, I guess.
Great, yeah, I love it.
I'm trying. Oh. What's under initiative? I don't know where to find these things.
Skills for acrobatics.
I was, but it's okay. I must have been under actions or something.
Oh, an untrained acrobatics.
14, huh?
Yes. For this guy, because he's frightened still. Frightened too.
And prone.
And prone. Well, that doesn't shouldn't affect matter. Him. He's actually frightened one at this point. But still, nevertheless, that should be enough. That gets you ungrabbed. Just barely. You just kind of squeeze out of it. Because he's on the ground.
Okay. And I will say, that professor is doing weird things to people's minds. Be mindful of that. Ooh. Take him out.
What do you mean?
There you go.
All right. Jode, it's your turn.
I'm not super keen on this professor affecting my friends' minds.
I haven't done anything. What are you talking about?
Trying to. Maybe the answer is to affect his mind with a mind skewer.
Could be.
I will attempt to skewer his mind. If I succeed, that'll stupefy him. That seems like that'll be pretty helpful.
Sure.
Alrighty. I cast this, which requires a will save. Right, cast Mind Skewer. DC 18 will save, please.
Great. I have successed.
Well, he succeeded.
So give me half damage, right? No. Yes. No. Yeah. I assume this is a basic save.
I assume so as well. So I'm going to go ahead and roll it.
Yeah. Roll that damage.
So instead of taking 7 mental damage, you'll take 3 mental damage. And nothing else. Okay. There's no stupefied.
Yeah, there's no stupefied.
Extra effect. And then I don't want to know that I necessarily want to be as aggressive as drawing my own. I'll draw a weapon. Sure.
All right. Draw your weapon. All right. Eswar.
I think I will attempt to affect his mind with a blow to the head.
Okay. That is a way to affect his mind, yes.
It works very well, in fact.
That's called mind punch. Yeah. Mind skewer. Exactly.
Called mind bullets, Carl.
Kyle. Kyle, that's right. Okay, where's my strike here? Is that it? No, that's not it.
Your solar weapon.
Yeah, my solar weapon. Actually, it's not supposed to be an arm. Oh, well. A 14?
That is not going to hit him.
Okay. I may have actually pushed the wrong button, too, but...
One arm, you may have a better...
Yeah. Well, no, actually, my solar weapon looks like it's not as good. I don't understand that at all.
It's because it's not in there anymore. You don't have it on you. It got deleted.
Oh, okay.
There it is. Okay. It's too easy to delete the Solarian's solar weapon in Foundry. Tip out there for you GMs running this later on, or any Starfinder second edition in True Foundry. Don't accidentally do that every single time you accidentally click on.
Yeah.
Trying to remove other conditions from other people.
Okay. Well, at least the hit was the same, so the 14 still misses.
The 14 is just a miss. Yeah.
I will try a second roll here.
Okay.
Ooh, that's better. Okay. How about a 20?
Nice, but that's not going to be enough. He is quick,
really
dodging out of the way. Yep.
Ooh.
Okay. All right. Ah, boy. And what to do with my third action? I'm not sure. Actually, you know what? I think I am going to move, thinking that perhaps Kryzak will want to get up here and flank with me at some point. It might happen, you know.
Right.
And that'll be my turn.
And then we're on to Kryzak.
Yay. I'll just run over. I'll flank.
There we go.
Awesome. Flank. Okay. So awesome. And then I will go ahead and claw him. Now this automatically is going to put the flank into it, right?
Yeah, it should do that. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh no, nat one.
Natural one.
No. I'm going to
hero point that.
I'm going to I'm going to hero point that.
Fair enough.
Oof.
There we go.
A 23 is a hit.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah. So somewhere in between 20 and 23, huh?
Yeah.
Somewhere.
Okay.
I mean, possibly now.
Not as much. He's flanked now as well, so.
Just get that out of the way. God damn
you,
it. That's terrible.
Bring your claw down like across his face, and you feel the contact of your claws against his skin, but your claws do not break his skin.
No damage.
And then he looks up at you like, now you've done it. All right.
Wow.
Okay. You have one more action.
I have one more attack, and I will go ahead and do it.
Nope.
That's going to hit with the flanking.
Because he's flanked. Yeah, okay. Flanking. Better. 6 points
this
damage.
Time, you draw a little bit of blood. Just nick him a little bit.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Because it's not very much damage, or because he doesn't use a lot of blood?
Who knows? All right, Zosra.
I think he's Dashko worthy.
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Well, I would try and intimidate, but I don't think it's going to go so well on him. So we will nevertheless target the good professor. We will try to do something called dun, 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 dun. Where are my abilities? I believe it's a weakening shot. And so that takes two actions and lets me just do a regular strike.
And get an aim. You get the aim.
Yep, you're right. Thank you. Let me do that. Hang on. Does that show
it may matter.
It does not show me where the aim is. Okay.
I think I can just give you the effect.
Yeah, because, well, it doesn't matter. I can just do that and apply it.
Yeah.
It doesn't count my actions anyhow, so it doesn't matter. And then strike. Nothing really matters.
Especially with that strike.
Probably going to miss.
That's close. That is going to miss, unless you want to hero point it.
Because he's... Yeah, because I don't get the benefit of flanking.
He's hard to hit, yeah.
Yeah, he's definitely hard to hit, but we'll use up our hero points here.
Well, there you go. 29, that's pretty good.
It's a hit. It's a hit.
Yeah, and it's just a hit, too.
It's just a hit. Yeah. Close to a critical, but not quite.
Yep. We should have aim on.
Mm-hmm. So you just roll that damage.
And nothing's going to happen.
Okay. That's not going to... You square bolt, you laser bolt right in the chest, but he doesn't flinch at all.
Yeah, I don't have a way to get through DR.
Yeah, but a laser bolt.
Wait, hold on a second.
No,
never mind.
Aim only reduces...
I take that back. He takes the damage. He takes all that damage.
Hmm.
Oh, it's not physical.
Yeah. Because I forgot.
It's fire damage.
Playing Starfinder. And sometimes a gun is not a bullet. That's a little weapon-based Zen koan for all of you.
Sometimes a gun is not a bullet. Sometimes it's just a gun.
Yep.
All right. Well, in that case, that was two actions to do that.
Yeah, go on right. Yeah.
So we'll give it a shot. Get it?
A double shot? Hey!
Oh, that's a 20.
Well.
Right. Roll that. There you go. Damage.
And that should have...
Oh, also, you've shot me. Am I clumsy or enfeebled, by the way?
Let's see. For you, it would be clumsy, right? Because that's the dex-based one.
Yeah, that's correct.
It looks like it expired again. It expired my aim for some reason.
I ended your turn. No, but I ended your turn.
Oh, okay. I got it. Yeah, I was going to roll damage and it wasn't giving me the option.
Yeah, roll damage.
There we go. So let me add the aim and do that. See if I can get... still fairly low.
It's low, but it's some damage.
And I don't have any...
And he actually takes it.
Because of that. Yeah, and it is fire. So that is three actions.
Does he take critical? I mean, isn't there like a burn effect?
Nope.
Not yet.
Okay.
All right. Veffy kind of stands up from prone and is just kind of just, I think, too stunned to know what to do. And the thing, but it's the that's more importantly, it's the professor's turn. All this, all of this, some of this burns that you sort of popped on him also just begin immediately healing. And this, and then you guys aren't much of a threat. It's this cat. So I'm going to take a step, step, not a stride towards you. and you know, he's now like fangs, his teeth grow into fangs and he raises up a hand that is now just a claw.
Yeah, the fangs don't surprise me.
Or you could try casting.
Strike. I don't have any spells. I don't know what you're talking about.
he has natural abilities.
Nat 1 on this claw strike.
Critical miss.
And you just sort of like matrix dodge it out of the way, right? And he's like, oh, you fools. Who are you anyway? You've messed up a perfectly good operation. Comes down with a second claw and miss. No, it does hit you. Just barely hits you.
That's by one.
All right. You're going to take some slashing damage from this. A big chunk of
I should have enfeebled him.
Yeah.
slashing damage.
Ow.
Gosh.
All right. Dr. Dume.
I think I am going to have to use some spells on this fellow then. I'm going to cast Force Barrage full three rounds.
All right. Roll one. That damage.
Two.
Don't count them like that. It's mimicking your numbers. Four.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
That's
7 damage. he takes it. Terrific. All right. Jode.
Well, I think I'm going to, I think injury echo is just, yeah, I'm going to try to injury echo him.
Okay.
This will work. But you have to make a basic will save.
Okay. Which type of damage are you doing?
I'm going to do.
You can only do physical damage.
I know. I'm about to do non-physical damage. Let me do, I guess, Doshko does piercing, right? Or slashing.
What was it, Tim? I think it was. He only did the claw. You did the claw. He didn't do a Doshko yet. So it was a claw.
I'm
going to
bring out Doshko in a second.
I did magical damage, though. You can.
My claw is.
You can't echo that. You cannot echo that. Okay.
Let me do slashing.
Okay. Here we go.
Then you make a save.
Critical success.
Well, that's
quite amazing.
Well,
31. Wow. 31.
Whoa.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you know.
Save against this, and I'll shoot him with my Aeon rifle.
Okay, there you go. So. Oh, that was almost a nat 20.
Oh, that's... it's not great.
Out of the way, unless you want to hero point it.
What's that?
Unless you want to hero point that. That is a miss.
No, I am... I'm going to hang on to my hero point.
All right, cool. All right, SWR.
That's me. That's all 3 actions.
Okay.
And I can't. I won't move.
I am going to move for the setup, and then we will strike the net 20.
Another nat 20.
There we go.
All right.
You can get critical some of this.
Yeah, this should really help. Even with a crappy roll like that. But it's still 12 damage.
12 damage is a lot of damage. He's taking 7 of that damage.
He took 7 of it.
But he's healing 5 of it this turn.
I know. But there's more of us than there are of him. So I will try another roll.
All right.
That's not going to do it. Okay. That's my 3.
Still though. Great check. Nice.
Now, I do count as flanking, but...
Yep.
You're being better off
using him eventually.
Well, it's up to Tim. What do you want to do?
I'm just going to stay where I am because I need all of that.
All 3 actions.
Yeah. I may be backing up soon anyhow.
Quick point, Jason. Because I hit him, he treats every square around him as though it's difficult terrain for the round.
All right. I'll keep that in mind.
In case he decides to start moving again.
I can't step then, which is good.
Yep, you cannot step.
Okay.
So you're graviton attuned, I take it.
Yeah, that's a graviton power.
Yeah.
I thought you had spilled some cake or something there.
No.
So I draw my Doshko.
Mm-hmm.
Because dude is tough.
Yeah, this is Doshko worthy.
Yeah, this is Doshko worthy.
But
and a miss.
Tough.
5.
And then I'll change my grip because it's free. And then I'll claw him.
Ooh, all right.
Yep.
Tens. Yep. Tens aren't doing you any favors.
Nope.
Okay. Zosra, to you.
Okay, so I'm going to repeat. Because I think that only lasts until his turn.
It's at the end of your turn, right?
The end of my turn. But I still want to repeat that because I want to weaken him for the next round, too.
Sure, yeah.
So that also lets me do aim. Do aim.
You do an aim at him.
I do an aim
point,
at him.
Point blank.
I'm pointing his blanks.
That's a good roll.
Pretty good roll. 26 is a hit.
26, yeah.
Do some damage on him. Get some good ones. Nope, two ones. two points of damage. But I'm going to make him enfeebled this time.
Okay, so he won't be
able to use the strength base, which is where he hurt me. And then I'm going to take a step. I hope. There we go.
Okay.
Actually, I'm going to take a step behind you. Or no, I'm going to take a step here because you're going to come over there, right?
Probably, yeah.
Still, I think that's a good one right there. Just diagonal step. And that's my turn.
All right. You know what, Dr. Dume, Professor Matema says, grab him, you fool! Vefi attempts to grab you again. John.
Again.
You're grabbed.
Okay.
And again, I'm just holding you there. Okay, now it's the professor's turn. Oh, but you're an android, right?
I am.
Oh, this is going to be weird, but I'm going to try it.
What are you going to do?
First thing first, I'm going to move, not step, but move.
Okay, I will use my reaction.
Anyone who has got a reaction can react to this.
Because I have aim on him, which has expired, but I will put it back.
It's still try check.
And Tim, you get it. He's moved basically done a... Yeah. Mm-hmm. In fact, I'm going to move a little further away from everybody in there. But,
all right. Well, you go ahead first, Tim.
Okay. Yeah. Sucking on the rolling.
Never mind. And I'll see if I can do anything.
It's just like moving so weirdly and fast, and he's there, and he's looming over you, Vic.
Looming.
And
it's a luminary.
Vic Lume.
I need to. Basically, he just sort of comes at you to drink your blood.
Oh no. All right.
I mean, that belongs
on the inside.
Hybrid thing.
Ooh,
jeez!
A critical success on this.
He's critically drinking me.
He is critically drinking you. You are drained too by this.
Ooh,
and
that's not great. That sounds bad.
I think that's really bad.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that's most of your hit points. It's mostly just hit points and stuff away. Great. Did I start my turn?
That and he gets probably stuff back too.
Yeah, a little bit back from that. Okay. And then he I'm gonna draw this cross bolter I have and point it at Dr. Dume. Don't take any step closer to me, or your friend will die. Well, but then it's Dr. Dume's turn.
He stops and waits patiently for Art of
Sense. So I need to make a flat check. Is that right?
When you grab, you cast a spell. That is correct. Yeah.
All right. So I am going to. I'll make a flat check first. See if this thing works. Okay, it works. Mm-hmm. And I'm casting. I'm actually warping time.
Whoa.
This should be, I should have a point for this. I don't know why it didn't restore, because it's been a while.
Yeah, you have spent your focus points.
Yeah. Can you put it back for me?
Oh, sure.
Thank you.
You can also just click on it to give yourself a point.
I didn't know I could.
Yeah, you could always just, we're on the honor system here a little bit. Yeah.
All right, so I will give myself 10 temporary hit points.
Okay.
With one action. Second, I will. I'm going to try to break out of this hold here.
Okay.
So that's just a.
You can do an acrobatics, athletics, or an unarmed attack.
All right. I will do an acrobatics.
Go on.
Attempt, and I will not succeed. I don't think.
Yeah, this one's going to be a fail because Vefi's not frightened anymore.
All right.
Yeah.
And I guess I'll just try it again.
Sure. This is going to take a penalty. The multiple. It's basically an attack, essentially. So
it is. Okay.
But it's -4 instead of -5 because it's agile. Here.
Yeah, I'll just do it. I'll just crit fish on that. Nope. Yeah, okay. I'm done. Yeah.
All right. Great. Okay. All right. Jode. Oh, what this didn't do is actually drain you. It just gave you the drain condition.
Yeah, I don't know how far down you took my hit points.
Oh, what were your hit points normally? Oh, it did drain you. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Ron, what are we gonna do?
I am not great at doing stuff to help get my friend free. I'm thinking maybe I ought to do more about that.
Finish the professor.
Okay, if that's what you're telling me to do, I can probably do that. Yeah. Are you? But you're not hurt real bad.
No, and I got temporary hit points on top of it. I'm fine. Yeah.
Let me try. Now, if I cast an attack spell, that is a spell with the attack modifier, then if I follow up with a shot with my gun, that's a multi-attack penalty.
That is correct.
You know, but it could be worth it. Okay, I am going to go ahead and cast an Eldritch Lance at him.
All right, let's see that attack roll.
And I shall. And hope for something good. No, that is only a 20.
Oh, that's going to miss. Wait, no, he's no longer clumsy. It's a miss.
This time I think and 20 misses, yes?
Yeah, 20 is a miss.
Okay, this time I think I am going to use my hero point.
All right.
And I don't remember how to do that.
If you right-click on the result, that'll bring up a little menu, and you can choose reroll using hero point.
Reroll using a hero point. And, oh, no. That's... Oh, no.
It is. 21 is exactly what you need.
Because the Keeley roll.
The Keeley roll.
It is. So it's a terrible roll, but it's rescued to be a 21. 21 still misses? Yeah,
21 is a hit. No, 21 is a hit.
Oh, that is the AC. Oh.
Yes.
Well, in that case, the mural damage of 2d6 mental. Ooh, nice.
Not bad.
9 mental.
Ah, my head.
And I think I'll try to follow that up with an Aeon rifle strike anyway, just sort of hoping for.
Hope for the best.
And it's going to know that I'm making it a second attack. Oh,
that's a good roll.
25.
But it doesn't actually.
That hasn't taken the -5. That's
you have to choose 20. The one. That's yeah, you have to choose 20. The second attack on the roll. Yeah.
All right.
So that is unfortunately going to be a miss.
Yeah, I know. Misses by 1. I now realize.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay.
Eswar.
Ha! He's not my friend. I just got stuck in an elevator with him. So move over there.
Don't say that. He's our friend.
No. Don't get attached. and we will do a strike. That's not very good, and it's going to miss. And we will try another one.
Do you have any hero points left, Mark?
Yeah, you do. I do.
Do you want to use the hero point on that first roll?
No, you know what? That's second roll? Probably not a bad idea. Yeah, let's go ahead and do that. Okay. So let's see. Right click, reroll using hero point. That one. Okay, natural one. But even with the Keeley rule, that's not going to save that.
It's not going to do it. No. Yeah, natural one.
No, so rough. Nope. Big sorry, old nothing.
I told you to do that.
Well, I mean, really, if I'd rolled anything other than a 1 or a 2, it would have been enough.
Yeah,
not quite. But I rolled a 1, so there it is.
All right, check.
Okay, I get to. Well, here, I'll just go this way. Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
And
he's here because he's flanked now.
Yep. And hopefully.
Good roll.
Yeah.
That'll be a hit.
Awesome.
Just. Well, 21, exactly what you need.
Not when he's flanked.
Oh, you're right.
Okay. He's going to take a little bit of that, but not all of it. Just a glancing blow. Maybe on the arm, that, and it knocks his the cross bolter down a little bit so he doesn't get to shoot Dr. Dumais in the face. Was that all three of your actions?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't like this at all. Draw, all right, move. Zosra. Yeah.
Okay, so I am going to move over here to get a better line of sight.
Yeah, nice.
And then do the thing I do. Try a weakening shot again, and this time I'm definitely going for clumsy because that makes it easier to hit him.
I like that.
And I think that's more of a...
You know, I'm looking at his token, and he really does look like a Count Chocula.
His uncle. He's from the Massachusetts Choculas.
Yeah. Huh.
What's up, Scott?
Aim is not letting me apply it to myself.
There you go.
There it is. Thank you. I'm at target and use one strike against him and hope. Nope.
Oh.
Not with that roll.
And I'm out of hero points.
All right.
And we got to be able to all pile on him because he gets healing back too.
Yep.
And that is my turn.
Okay. Something has to prevent the healing.
Yeah.
Now it's not fire because I did fire on him and he...
I'm all out of garlic.
All out of garlic. I think Veffy, you're still grabbed, so I'm not going to do anything. What happens here is this. I'm getting a little bit of this, a little bit of healing back. The professor then, this is not a manipulate action. He turns into smoke.
I shall turn on my vacuum.
There you go.
Bellows.
The ventilation just sucks him up.
Although, when he does move away, it that does count. So he's not completely he's not 100% invulnerable when he's turned to smoke. Right.
Okay.
But so if you want to take a swing at him as he goes, hold on. What does the spell do? No, I have some. I just have, I just have a higher resistance.
Okay.
But you can attempt to swipe at me.
I will.
Swiper, keep swiping.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's the next one.
That seems like a big hit.
Yeah, it does.
A big hit.
A critical hit, as it were.
It's critically done.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
For crying out loud.
Oh, my goodness.
You swipe a little bit of the smoke away.
Get another.
I'll
use my reaction as well.
Can you use hero points on damage rolls?
Nope.
Not going to matter anyhow. Let's see if I hit him first. Because I should have my aim should still be up.
Your aim isn't necessarily going to matter. That's going to miss.
That's going
to
miss,
10, 5.
We just ain't hitting him.
No. He goes smoking away as a cloud, a man-shaped cloud of mist.
You can't smoke in here.
It's moving away.
You have to go outside.
And it does seem like Veffy is continuing to sort of grapple Dr. Dumais a bit, just sort of like holding on to him, but like his face is kind of contorted in pain and
right.
Rage. Right. If basically we're gonna end the session here tonight with this sort of a semi cliffhanger as the professor kind of like mists away a little bit, you can easily knock Veffy unconscious. You know, someone can just walk through and bop him unconscious, right?
Yep.
And when he comes to, he's like, oh no, no, the, no, professor, I don't want to. He comes to. He's clearly, his mind had been altered by this. Let's just call it what it is, a vampire.
Wait, what?
Sucks my blood and drains me down to nothing. Blood.
Space vampire.
Turns to mist and dominates people. Whatever kind of creature could it be?
Yeah, right.
All right.
But he didn't sparkle. And Beffy goes back and goes, oh, no, we have to wait. And he rushes off, and he's running over to another sort of unit. And there, actually, the key that you have opens that particular unit. And there is Meldo and a couple other people who have been tied up and are look like they're, many of them look like they have been drained of blood a little bit, but not to the point where they are dead. But they look like they are.
Dr. Dumais, go ahead and get prepared, in with them.
Prepare, right. Get in here. Prepared for some sort of sacrifice. And that's where we'll end it tonight. And I will say, you'll all get to level up for next session. Hooray!
Yay! Hooray!
Oh, that'll be nice.
We'll move on to part 3 of A Cosmic Birthday.
Gives a better chance.